Once again, we return to that old mansion on the hill overlooking the Bay of Inverness. Its windows are like a thousand eyes turned inward, and its doors, hinged on time, open into endless space. Jack and Mojo have barely escaped from the mechanical woman and the perilous plants on the floating island. But they have lost Claudine. They're now on the Zeppelin, the Illuminato, trying to figure out how to return, find Claudine, and escape again.
Tell me about the mechanical Fräulein.
Andola is what you call a plantoid. She's part robot and part plant.
She may be able to actually communicate with all the vegetation on the island.
When those trees were puffing pollen at us, that's when I started hearing her in my head.
Yeah, I heard her too. And there were times she was forming my thoughts for me.
Oh, I don't understand.
She was saying our words before we even thought them.
Oh, she was planting thoughts in your mind?
Well, either that or she was predicting the future.
Dr. von Falkenstein was a pioneer in the study of plant neurobiology. He would know how plants think, how they defend themselves against predators, how they share information. This may be done chemically, through coded gas exhalations, and of course with pollen, or even with the spores of fungi.
Henrik, perhaps von Falkenstein has created hybrids that can speak to other species, including animals and humans too.
Yeah, Dr. von Falkenstein believed it was possible. He was considered to be crazy.
Jack, Mojo, tell me, were you ever threatened?
Oh, I can't say I ever felt safe.
When Dola kept saying that we had to do penance.
Penance?
For what? Entering their shrine? Peeking inside the sarcophagus?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, but why penance? Plants don't believe in sin.
Yes, but if plants have consciousness, do they not have a conscience?
I know they have consciousness, but I doubt if they're into guilt.
In Latin, sin has two meanings. The first means missing the target. The second means without.
Without?
Yeah. To sin means to be outside yourself.
And virtue means to be within, inside yourself.
But if Dr. von Falkenstein was right, and the plants have memory, Henrik, as you said, they may remember the tiniest transgression for weeks, perhaps months.
So, they know how to hold a grudge.
Here, let us define penance. It is a sacrament involving the confession of sin, repentance, and submission to the satisfaction imposed.
Well, what if I just say, I'm sorry?
This is then followed by absolution by a priest.
A plant priest?
Perhaps Dr. von Falkenstein instilled a sense of moral conscience in his creation.
How do you apologize to a plant?
Okay, Jack, if we're going to find Claudine, we may have to fake a little penance.
Mojo, Andola was planning to lock us up in a dungeon, remember?
It's difficult to figure out the mores of these floating islands.
Especially when they happen to be ruled by plants.
There may be a way to submit to Andola's demands, but you must have an exit strategy, a means of escape.
Well, if Andola can get into our thoughts, how can we hide anything?
It will be our secret plan. You will not know what it is.
If plan A is penance, is plan B, feet don't fail me now?
Well, do we just toss ourselves on the mercy of the court?
Does their court know how to show mercy?
Oh, when Andola is in your thoughts, perhaps you can be in hers.
Oh, no. We'll never figure out how she thinks.
I do not believe Andola will harm you. She has shown you no aggression.
Yeah, she could have poisoned you.
Poisoned? How?
The pollen. If she had so chosen, you would both be dead.
Oh, well, no. That's heartening.
The pollen you encounter next time may be very different.
Do not offend her further.
Plants adapt. They adjust to change.
Their pollen may be more potent.
Perhaps hallucinogenic.
Or perhaps lethal.
Okay. I got the point.
Oh, man. Those plants are gonna whoop us good.
And so Jack and Mojo climb back into the wicker basket, and once again they are lowered down onto the island below. Standing there, waiting for them, is Andola, a woman with the body of a machine and the mind of a plant.
Hello, Andola. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No problem.
No problem. Yeah, right.
Keep an eye out for Polly.
Yeah. Well, we're back. Now what?
You will do penance.
Andola, we didn't know that Dr. von Falkenstein was buried in your stupa.
We never meant to disturb his tomb.
But you did.
I want to see Claudine.
You will see Claudine.
Take me to her.
I will soon.
Take me to her now.
Soon.
Jack. Be cool. You don't want to get those trees puffing pollen again.
I hear you. Andola, when will I see Claudine?
Soon.
Do plants know time?
Probably. Andola, come on. When is soon?
Follow me.
Where are you taking us?
Below.
Oh, man. We're going back into that dungeon.
I have the feeling there's something more down there. Is Claudine down here?
She is.
Are you taking us to her?
Soon.
Jack, you're not gonna get around her that easy. Did you see the way she opened that door? Man, she's got muscle.
Well, yeah, she's built like a brick.
Enter, please.
Mojo, what do you think is in here?
Oh, do plants have torture chambers?
Yeah. Welcome to the Spanish Inquisition. The Spanish Moss Inquisition.
Enter, please.
Oh, man, it's looking pretty dark in there.
You think that's where the mad botanist would take his plants to torture them?
No, man, he loved plants. It's we humans who gave him all kinds of crap.
You will not be harmed.
Oh, well, that's the case. Mojo, after you.
If I'm first in, I get to be first out.
Andola. Can we have a little light, please?
You can have a little light.
Hey, it's like something out of Frankenstein.
Don't you mean Falkenstein?
No. Looks like he can make monsters in here.
Yeah, I think he did.
Come, please.
What are those things up there?
Well, they're glass domes.
Do not be afraid.
She wants us to stand underneath them.
You see that big iron chain holding them up?
Andola, are you planning to lower those glass domes down over us?
I will do just that.
You are aware that we're air-breathing creatures, right?
Lads breathe too.
We'll suffocate in there.
There is air.
Andola, when you lower those things down over us, then what?
You will be.
Be what?
You will be one of us.
That's how we do penance?
Yes, that is how.
But first, I want to see Claudine.
You will see Claudine.
When?
Soon.
Jack, once we're under that glass, we're never going to get out.
Herr Flanders!
Captain, I'm here.
Where are you now?
We're in an underground laboratory. It's like something right out of Mary Shelley.
They made monsters down here.
Andola wants us to stand beneath these glass domes. She's planning to lower them down over us.
Is that your penance?
Apparently.
You will not be damaged.
Captain, did you hear that?
I did. Where's Claudine?
Andola won't tell us. Not until we do our penance.
And then she will tell you?
I will tell you.
So, Herr Flanders, what will you do?
I guess we'll have to grin and bear it.
But Captain, if we start growing leaves in there, don't forget Plan B.
I know of no Plan B. Do your penance. Get it over with.
Man, that's easy for you to say.
Do not worry. We will help.
I wonder what Andola is making of all this.
Maybe she's been reading our minds all along.
Captain, we'll try to stay in contact.
Don't worry. I will not abandon you.
Thanks. Ciao.
Ciao.
Well, Mojo, shall we?
This time, you lead the way.
Jack and Mojo make their way across the laboratory. Andola points to where they are to stand.
Maybe she's just gonna put us on display.
Yeah, like Jack and Mojo under glass.
She's lowering the domes.
Well, it was nice knowing you.
How long is she going to keep us under here?
That will depend.
You mean, once we've penanced, you'll let us out?
I will.
How will we know when we've done our penance?
We will know.
Will we know?
You will know.
Oh, that's good to know.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I'm afraid you're right.
I'll see you later.
I hope so.
The two heavy glass domes continue onto the floor, encasing Jack and Mojo. Inside the glass, all is silent, except for the sound of their breathing.
Well, at least there's air. But what do I do now? Just stand here and twiddle my thumbs? Should I look sad, remorseful? Try to appear to be atoning for my sins? I will say it's quite peaceful in here. Except for my thoughts. Wonder how Mojo is doing. I can see him standing over there, under glass. I'd wave, but that might seem a little frivolous. He's probably enjoying the silence.
Is this supposed to be some kind of plant purgatory? Like a quiet place to expiate my sins? But it just doesn't make sense that plants would be into that. I can't see plants doing penance. Of course, we're human, and the mad botanist must have known some clown would come along and start mucking up his work. But then, why make them suffer? If to sin means to be outside yourself, maybe we're in here to be within.
Well, I'm not going anywhere. So I may as well meditate. Is it getting misty in here? Is my breath steaming up the glass? No. But the air seems to be turning yellowish. Oh no, pollen. She's pumping pollen in here. Achoo!
Man, I feel like I'm inside one of those glass balls. The ones you turn upside down and watch the snow swirling around. Only it's not snow. I'm being pollinated. I'd better sit down before I fall down. Uh-oh. My knees won't bend. My leg, man, they're as stiff as tree trunks.
And now let's look in on Claudine. She too is underground, in the private chambers that once belonged to Dr. Werner von Falkenstein. Claudine has had a nice, peaceful nap, and as she awakens, she hears a familiar voice.
Claudine.
What?
I am here.
Colette?
Yes, it is Colette.
But where am I?
Don't you remember?
I'm on an island floating in the sky.
Yes, and it is very pretty.
There is a mechanical woman. She is part machine and part plant.
I have been watching.
Does she know we mean no harm?
I don't think so.
Why do you say that?
Because she has your friends under glass.
What do you mean?
It's big domes made of glass.
Do you mean Jack and Mojo?
Yes.
Why did she do that?
Oh, penance.
I don't understand.
Your friends, they defiled the tomb of Dr. von Falkenstein.
They wouldn't do that.
But they did.
Where are they?
They are far, far away.
I have to help them.
All the doors are locked.
Oh, what can we do?
Well, I will tell the... Oh, no, I cannot tell Jack. He does not believe in me.
But yes, he does. If you speak to him, he may hear you.
He has been mean. He makes fun of me.
Colette, I have known you since we were children. You are my imaginary friend. My only friend. You've helped me. Help me once more.
Okay, how?
Okay, you speak to Jack. Tell him I'm all right. Ask him what we can do to help.
For you, I will do it.
Oh, thank you. You are still my very best friend.